We learned in the Gemara that a beggar that has kilayim, you can take that shatnez and use it for tachrichim lemeis. Ask Tosfos in Devar Maskil Avoiseyu tachrichim lemeis. How can you do that? How can you use kilayim for shrouds of a person who passed away? What happened to the pasuk of Eloyeg LaRosh Cherev Oseyu? What is that meant to? Degrade a pauper, in this case a person who passed away, is regarded as a pauper because he no longer has the ability to do mitzvahs, doesn't have the chiyuvim of a living person. Just as the Gemara Menacha says that we even add tzitzis, strings of tzitzis, to the tachrichim of a mace to avoid this concern, in order to avoid highlighting the fact that he is no longer amongst the living and is pata for mitzvahs. So we add tzitzis to the tachrichim so that it wouldn't be considered loyeg l'rosh, a mockery of a pauper. If that's the case, says Tosfos, you shouldn't be allowed to use kelayim for the mace, because that's considered loyeg l'rosh. Look, he has no yisurim, he has no chiyuvim, he can wear kelayim. So what's the pshat now, Gemara? Says Rabbeinu Tam, tzitzis is different. Tzitzis is shkula keneged klal mitzvahs. It's equated to all the mitzvahs. So when it comes to tzitzis, we're more careful and we put the tzitzis even on the beggar of a mace. The Gemara Menachas actually learns that tzitzis is like the chosim shel avdus. It's like a uniform that an eved wears to demonstrate his subservience to his master. Tzitzis is like a badge. It's a chosim. It's a uniform, which indicates that we are servants of Hashem. We learn Torah. What we do down here has a very powerful effect up there. Hashem enabled us, gave us the ability to accomplish great things. So that's so unique, and that's something which we don't want to. We don't want to keep away from the tachrichim of the mace, because that's going to highlight the fact that he is different, that he is already left this world. He no longer has that ability to create, to impact, to do Torah mitzvahs. So therefore we're sensitive to him. We put the tzitzis on him in order to avoid this issue. That's unique to tzitzis. But when it comes to other things, like kelayim, since Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such concern. And therefore we can place kelayim even on the tachrichim of the mitzvahs. But, as says the Akash, how does this work with the Gemara? Gemara in Brachas David Ches says, there's a story of Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yenison, who were walking along by the Beis HaKvaris, and Rabbi Yenison's tzitzis were dragging on the kvarim. And Rabbi Chiya turned to him and says, pick up the tzitzis, because it's considered like you're like a mockery of the people who already passed away in the graves. Therefore, pick up the tzitzis doesn't drag on the kvarim. Ask tzitzis, what's the problem? We just said that even the mason have tzitzis on their bgadim. So why is this considered to be loyeg l'rosh? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, there's a difference between the tzitzis that a living person wears. He's a mitzvah ba'oise, he's doing it as a result of a tzibu. He's commanded to wear the tzitzis. He's doing a much greater act than the mace who's wearing the tzitzis, but he's a mitzvah ba'oise. He's doing it, but he has no command. He's not mitzvah that he's doing a kayin. So it's an entirely different realm of tzitzis. And therefore, there was a concern there about having the tzitzis of a living person drag on the kvar. A tzitzis of a mitzvah v'oisa, is of a much, much higher, greater status. And therefore, it's considered to be a mockery of the person of the mace who no longer has access to that privilege. Interesting, Tosfos himself brings that actually bizman hazeh, nowadays, we remove the tzitzis from the talus of the mace. And it brings a brisa maseches smachos. They're not meant to wear, the mace doesn't wear the tzitzis. Now, actually, Tosfos doesn't explain, you know, what happened. Why bizman hazeh? We don't follow that custom that Rabbi Tam brought, based on the Gemara and Menachis, that you meant to have the tzitzis on the mace. So actually, if you take a look at the Tosfos and Brachas of the Daf Yud Ches, he actually explains. He says, you know what the difference is? Because in contrast to in the earlier times, earlier generations, where everybody would wear, it was common practice to wear four-cornered begadim, which would require tzitzis. So it was something commonly worn. Tzitzis was just part and parcel of your beged. Therefore, at that point, to remove tzitzis from the beggar of the mace would constitute a mockery. Loigel Rush, look, he's no longer amongst the living, no longer has a mitzvah. So you have to keep the tzitzis on his bgadim. Don't accentuate the fact that he's pater from mitzvahs. Don't go and remove the tzitzis, which is commonly found on bgadim. But that's in those days. But hayoyim hazeh, bizman hazeh, we're not ruggled to wear bgadim that have four corners and have tzitzis. Rather, we especially go out and purchase and sew bgadim l'shei mitzvah. We make bgadim with four corners so that we are mekayim. We have the opportunity, the privilege to mekayim the mitzvah. So here we're dealing with a beged which is designated, was created, fashioned for the sake of mitzvah. Here it's different. Here says Tosfos, if you would go ahead and leave the tzitzis intact and put it on the mace, that's considered lo yigal rush, because you're leaving a beged shel mitzvah. A beged which is there to fulfill a mitzvah, a mitzvah v'oisa. And by leaving it on the mace, you're highlighting the fact that he no longer has access to the ability to be mekayim a mitzvah, to be mitzvah v'oisa. And therefore that's considered to be a degradation, a mockery, a lo yigal rush. That explains why by zman hazeh, we remove the tzitzis from the beged of the mason.